This week on Clown College.
You know what? Let's test that theory. I'm gonna stab myself with
okay.
this knife.
Okay. Don't do it, Brandon.
And then Dante's gonna come up here and save me.
Don't, Brandon. He's not here.
No, he's gonna be here.
Don't
soon.
Don't do it, Brandon.
He's gonna be here soon.
Don't yourself.
He's gonna be here soon. I'm gonna see God. Listen, Dante. I know you're not. I know you're not here right now, but you're watching this. And listen, you better come save me. I'm about to do it.
You know this in live streaming, right? This is pre-recorded.
Because I'm going to be because of you right now, man. Look at this.
Man, don't yourself, man.
You should have come.
It's time to do it, man.
What are you talking about?
I'm going.
You have so much to live for.
I know I do, man. I know I do. Man, y'all don't give a do you?
Brandon, don't turn this on me. This is a problem.
It is weird that you're threatening to stab yourself and you're like, this is your fault. No, you just said you're going to hurt yourself. I'm not.
Goodbye, y'all. All right.
Okay. There we go.
I'm not.
You're kidding. I'm not.
Oh, well.
I'm all right.
Welcome to Clown College. We have profound knowledge in many ways to elevate and make your sound polished. So if you want to hear a little honest few takes on our ways to make it as a comic, then stick around for a while. If you're down to clown, we got the guests right now just to show you how.
Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Wellison, and JJ. Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon.
It's all good. Just, yeah. Leave it on mine.
He said Sci-Fi tried to steal my Red Fox album.
He tried to steal it. You see that?
I got
to
take it home.
No. No, I'm just fine. You can take it home if you want to. Because he said it's like that's like gold.
It's gold.
Yeah. And I told him don't touch it. Because it's my boy Brandon's.
Thank you, man. I'm glad you stopped that.
Yeah, yeah.
Got you that?
Yes. Yes, he did.
Shout out, Jack.
No, it was Charlie.
It was Charlie.
It was Charlie Swisher. Charlie Swisher.
It means less now.
What's up? What's up, guys?
Hell yeah.
Huh?
Is this happening?
We're always on.
Yes, we are.
Dude.
This is happening.
Huh?
It says happening.
We got the big dog back.
Hello.
Yeah. Hey. Scott hey. Gang Gang Easton.
Yes.
How you say it? Easton?
Easton.
Fuck you. You know how to say my fucking name. Don.
You really got it wrong the first time. I heard that. I didn't even hear it.
Did you?
It wasn't because I got it wrong.
You got that fat tongue.
I respect that. Yeah.
Don't respect that, Brandon.
Nah, because, dude, I got something right now. You ever had like a swollen taste bud?
Yeah.
I got one like directly in the back of my throat. My
mom called those lie bumps.
Lie bumps?
Yes.
So what's the point of that?
It's just one of those silly southern things like in my family. It was like if you had a turned inside out taste bud, my mom would be like, oh, you got a lie bump? Mm-hmm. You're lying to. And it's like, oh, so I just stuck. So I mean, but the thing is, I've said that to people that did not know that, and they were like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" Yeah. It doesn't translate to everybody, but I always get a kick when somebody's like, "Oh yeah, my bum."
Yeah, I've heard that. You ever heard that?
Never did.
And you haven't heard that?
I heard it. I just don't remember. Like my parents used to say it, but like, that's a lie about my grandmother. I'd be like, I just never listened. Like,
oh, it's some old school southern shit.
Definitely old school. Yeah.
When you got to turn inside out taste bud. Did you know you don't regenerate taste buds too? Every time you lose one, that's it forever.
I didn't know that, man.
No.
Somebody lose
you. You have a finite amount of taste buds, technically.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. So how do you lose a taste bud, though?
Exactly like that. When a taste bud gets turned inside out, it's gone. When it heals, that taste bud's dead.
I know.
Can they just lost three?
You can. There's several ways that you can fuck your taste buds up, and one of them, like when my mom was dying of cancer, chemotherapy, a side effect with certain rough chemos is burning your taste buds out. So my mom lost all her sense of taste, and it's so closely tied in your body to the want to eat. Like imagine like when you eat, like we do take enjoyment from it. Like you're like, this burger's good. Yeah, this is good. Yeah. Whatever it is. When you can't taste anything and you literally are just eating to live, you lose the will to eat. You literally only eat enough to keep yourself alive because you have taken all the enjoyment out of eating because you're literally eating tasteless things because you have no taste buds.
Yeah.
That's why it's like a lot of people that have, because, you know, you're your sense of smell is so closely tied to your sense of smell or your sense of taste.
Yeah.
So when people are, I've known a few people, I actually just met a comic when I was in St. Louis that grew up, he's nose blind. Like he can't smell anything.
Yep.
And it seriously affects his taste. So that's why he eats super spicy and hot all the time, because that's the only way he can feel. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah. It's true, though. It's like everywhere he's like, spicy you got, because that's all he can. That's just the only sensation he's got, because he can't really taste that much.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, be careful. When you turn one inside out, you may be like, RIP, homie.
I just lost three then, man.
Right? Yeah, man.
Hold on. What, you got three bumps in your mouth?
Yeah, in the back.
That's herpes.
I promise you, this is taste buds. I promise you.
Mm-hmm. It's taste buds. In the back of your throat or at the back of your tongue?
No, back of my tongue, not throat. Okay. Not throat.
Well, you said throat first time.
Yeah.
It's close.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, this is the taste bud. I looked at him.
Speaking about the back of your throat, we were just at an open, like we've been to, we've had an apartment show today, stand up at a Levity Live. We had the showcase. And then we had Fat Sammy's, your guys' mic, and you said something bringing me up. What did you say?
So I was at a certain job. I'm not going to tell y'all which
one. You don't have to say anything.
I worked at plenty of places in my life. And I was at this one place, and we had a boss that messed with a person that was underage.
Mm-hmm.
And did
multiple
some stuff.
Though, right?
Yeah, I was messing with other people too.
Mm-hmm.
Because you would see him in
the
car. The
way you said it earlier, though, consensually or?
Well,
it, was he banging young people and young people like, hell yeah? Or was it like a.
Well, at first it was like a hell yeah, then a hell no. If you think about that.
That was it. And then you said it was multiple.
Yeah, and then dude told me, he was like, ah, man, I didn't think you were going to make it. With newsflash, this bitch didn't make it. And then he went on a run, which is the reason that he has 20 years now.
20 years?
In prison.
Whoa.
And for having sex with underage people.
No, they said because he ran.
Oh. Yeah. They didn't give a fuck about the underage.
No, it didn't, sadly.
Ran from just, what?
Ran from the police. Like, he went out of town and escaped and all that.
It had nothing to do with the...
No, he would have had way less time. Way less time.
Yeah, I ain't lying.
Like, he probably wouldn't even went to prison. Fuck?
But he didn't touch you?
No, man. He just told me he didn't think I was going to make it.
Yeah. Making him,
yeah, you know what that means. He's like, you ugly.
You know what I'm saying, man?
Do you feel bad?
I'm sure you were adorable.
Do I feel bad? Oh, yeah, I was fat and puffy. Yeah, he remembers me when I was 14.
Yep. Is that when you were fat?
Yes.
What age did you get not fat?
That same age. It was weird, man, because I came back and everybody thought I did crack.
He said this multiple times.
Teacher was like, you do crack? I was like, no, I just played basketball.
What a thing to ask a child.
Yeah.
I see you lost some weight, Brandon, smoking them rocks, huh?
Oh, yeah, they didn't give a fuck. They would cuss you out, too. Like, I got an argument with one of them. Because I was like,
where was this?
At Lee High School in Chapman Middle School.
No
shit. Yep, same guys.
Chapman and Lee.
Yeah, don't like that place.
Yeah, good place.
So, Brandon, if you had to have sex with two people...
What a jump.
That is weird. Where'd that come from?
And those two people, their ages combined to equal 30.
Ooh.
What two ages would you choose?
Ooh, that's a great question.
That is a fucking terrible question.
Wait a minute, I'm confused.
That is such an awful question. Because
gonna say
it is lose.
Somebody do this in slower terms.
That's an unwinnable. Yeah. Unwinnable. Actually, I do have an answer that cracks this riddle. And it would be a born on leap year, and then a 20-year-old, and then a person born on leap year that would be technically they would only be 10, but they would really be 40. So, boom, riddle cracked.
Brandon.
Same one right
there.
See,
you have to answer after Brandon.
But I was insulted by the question. I do not want to hang Brandon out to dry, and he's like 20 and 10.
Well, Brandon. Brandon would have said 20 and 12. 20.
No.
He would have been like 20 and 20. Yeah.
He'd say 20 and 65.
85.
No, not 85. Probably 50.
20 and 60. Wait, where are we doing math?
He's not.
He's
trying.
Nah, man.
That's
old age, right?
What?
Old age is what?
I said because you were like...
You talking about when somebody becomes a senior citizen?
55.
59.
Technically 55.
59?
It's 55.
Oh, 55?
Yeah.
I still say 59.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, if why ask if you just gonna yeah. why 59 ask if you're gonna do your own shit?
It's when like, did you start 20? Drawing Social Security?
Oh, and so the earliest you could draw Social Security in America is 62 and a half, if I'm not mistaken. I could be fact checked, but I think it's 62.
Don't take Don when he's sitting right next to me with his gray ass beard.
Man, fuck you.
We almost my there. Shit ain't got no gray. I don't die.
First off, y'all younger than me. Y'all motherfuckers ain't getting Social Security, so don't even worry about
that
it.
That is true.
Don't even worry about
Brandon,
it.
Brandon, they'll have a program. Hey,
oh, yeah.
So, you know how Trump's inauguration, he was like, I'm going to do right by Martin Luther King. And literally the next day, he tried to revoke a policy. Like,
I didn't see
diverse
it.
Diverse policy? That? I saw it.
The what was it? 1965.
Civil Rights Act.
No.
Oh, no, man. Fuck that.
He just went, we're going to nip it all in the
bud. It's where you can't, it's where you it's the law that's saying you can't fire anybody for their race.
Or anything like that.
Yeah. And then he's like, let's get rid of that.
Why? Yeah.
Why does he want to get rid of it? Why the fuck?
Because he wants to get rid of anything that resembles it's DEI. Diversity and equality.
But this is like a civil rights.
Is that what it is? Diversity and equality.
I think it's diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Thank you. Boom. See what I mean? Leave it to a young person. Yeah. Young person would know that shit. I knew the acronym.
He's going for his master.
I knew what it meant, but I don't know the three. I didn't know the three letters. I was close.
Yeah. This is all like in the last year new to me.
DEI, I never heard of that. College.
Well, so that's really big now because I can't remember the guy's name, but the guy on X or Twitter that was the one pressuring the companies into dropping their DEI initiatives.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like Home Depot had a big DEI initiative, and this guy basically, he's got millions of followers on X and social media, and he was like, boycott this company until they drop this bullshit DEI. Damn. And he's done that several times over.
Really? And it's worked.
So it worked for, I think, Home Depot. It worked for Harley Davidson, and it worked for several other companies too. Facebook just dropped their DEI.
Zuckerberg is licking Trump's
Facebook
nuts.
Got the DEI gone. So it's like the only company that doubled down that I saw, Costco recently, was like,
hell
fuck
yeah,
you.
Costco.
Costco was like, fuck you. We ain't dropping shit. We're big on DEI and we're going to stick with it. So it's like, because they are in an industry where people are like, well, it's not like I'm not going to go to Costco.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like when Chick-fil-A did that, they're like, fuck you. You still going to eat the chicken.
Without a doubt.
You know, they're still going to eat the chicken. The funny thing is, most of my gay friends were like, I don't give a fuck. That shit's delicious.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I could understand if you were gay and you didn't want to go. But hold on. Is it they're anti-gay or are they just Christian?
No, they are Christian. But it's what basically the whole crux of it was like some of their upper management, like at the C level, like CEO, founder and things like that, were very anti-gay. They had some anti-gay sentiments, like personally, and they said a few things, and then it was just it kind of trickled down, and then a lot of people inside Chick-fil-A were like, the company doesn't stand for that. That was their personal opinion. But how do we parse out the opinion of the founder and owners of the company by saying the company doesn't feel that way? Well, that seems fucking weird. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're in charge of the company.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And they're like, no, but the company, that doesn't reflect the company's viewpoint. And I was like, okay. But I mean, that just shows, people do. The biggest thing you can do in America to fuck with somebody is fuck with their money, dude. You fuck with 100%. Their dollars. That's how you fuck with people. And a few people, especially on the right, have learned how to apply pressure on people. Be like, look, you're going to lose 50% of your customers if you don't bend to our will. And what they want is like no DEI. But the thing is, they're not technically coming out and saying like you can't hire a black person or anything like that. But then it's like, there's so, honestly, it's not, no pun intended, it's not black and white. You know what I mean? It's not, because it was like that fucking, when people freaked out in L.A., they were interviewing that the fire chief who was a DEI hire.
Oh, I saw that.
Right? And
misguided,
weird shit that was like, people like to be saved by people that look like them. And it's like, motherfucker, if I want to get saved, I don't give a fuck what you look like.
I don't give a fuck.
But they were also
you could call me every slur in the book. Get me out of this fire.
I don't care what you look like.
They also address that like classic argument of like, well, you don't want 115-pound woman trying to carry you out of a fire. And they were like,
I don't care.
So, and the person's response to that was like, well, it sounds like they got themselves in a really bad position.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I was like, what?
That sounds like a them problem.
Yeah.
Not a me problem.
Could you imagine problem? You're like about to burn? We're not burning yet. And so she's like, well, you're too big. So
yeah.
You're just going to burn. You shouldn't have got yourself in this situation.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You're not going to do that, though, Brandon, when you become
a... man. I'll figure out a way.
You're going to figure out a way.
Yeah, whatever we got to do. Yeah, we got to cut them walls open, whatever we got to do to get you...
I love how you 600 pound life to me. You're like, we gotta cut this wall open.
Yeah, whatever we gotta do. Whatever we gotta do, man.
Brandon, like, you won't fit through the door, Dom. I can't get you. I'm sorry. I love you. Come on.
Yeah, get the saw. Get the saw, man. We're gonna get you out one way or another.
Dom gonna get pulled out of the bathroom by the jaws of life.
Brandon, will you tell Scott what what the saying is if you go to a wreck and you're not going to live?
Yeah, we'll do the best we can for you.
Yeah.
So what's that mean? If you're at a wreck and you know you're bleeding a little bit and then Brandon says,
we're going to do the best we can for you. And I'm like, I'm going to die. Yeah.
No.
Oh, no, I'm going to die.
No, I'm not saying that. It's just not guaranteed. Man. We're going to get you.
Well, of course, that is very logical. You don't want to look at anybody like, I promise you're going to make it. They're dead. Fuck! Yeah,
but to my best ability.
I gotta stop promising these people are going to make it.
To my best ability, we're going to make sure you live. However I can try.
Yeah, of course. Best I can. Yeah. No, man. I mean, that's the goal.
Because I love you, man.
Yeah, man. Thank you. Don't say that to don't say that to regular patients. Be like, girl, you're going to make it. I love you. Be like, oh, no. You're going to get sued. He said, maybe, but I'm suing.
Man, I take out the love part.
Man, that EMT sexually harassed me while he was.
Oh, right.
Oh no!
Take out the love part.
Yeah, you got to take out the love part. You don't be telling strangers you love.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
That sounds like some shit Dante would do.
Nah, I wouldn't tell him that.
I'll tell you what. If I was in a wreck and Dante showed up as an EMT, I'd be like, just kill me.
You bleed by your legs. Is that a man's period?
Exactly. Oh no, we got hit in the pee-pee.
Start making like fart noises. Yeah,
I don't want to be back in ambulance fighting for my life. He's like, yeah, made a girl squeeze.
You know what? Let's test that theory. I'm gonna stab myself with this knife.
Okay. Don't do it, Brandon.
And then Dante's gonna come up here and save me.
Don't, Brandon. He's not here.
No, he's gonna be here.
Don't
soon.
Don't do it, Brandon.
He's gonna be here soon.
Don't stab yourself.
He's gonna be here soon. I'm gonna see God. Listen, Dante. I know you're not. I know you're not here right now, but he's you're watching this. And listen, you better come save me. I'm about to do it.
You know this in live streaming, right? This is pre-recorded.
Because I'm gonna be dead because of you right now, man. Look at this.
Man, don't stab yourself.
You should have come.
It's time to do it, man.
What are you talking about?
I'm going.
You have so much to live for.
I know I do, man. I know. Man, y'all don't give a fuck, do you,
Brandon? Don't turn this on me. This is a problem.
It is weird that you're threatening to stab yourself and you're like, this is your fault. No, you just said you're going to hurt yourself. I'm not.
Goodbye, y'all. All right.
Okay. There we go.
I'm not dead.
Oh, well.
I'm all right.
How'd you do that, man?
If there's one person watches this podcast, like, oh, no, he did it.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Dante's crying.
Just one person would be like, oh, Brandon, R.I.P. And then you're like, I'm not dead. I mean,
Nah, man, that was a test.
If you,
I don't know if this is appropriate, but if you were to kill yourself, how would you do it? I think everybody should answer this.
Oh, man, you know what, man.
No, 100%. Okay. I'm jumping off a very high building.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah,
I would make sure everybody's out of my house. I would tie myself up, put a bomb in there. We'd just blow that shit up.
What?
What an elaborate...
How, and you're going to tie yourself up? Why?
You want to take away your family's home?
So that you can't run.
Yeah, so if I try to run, I can't run.
So
because, you know, sometimes people have second thoughts.
Yeah. I think you've seen the movie Fight Club.
Instead of 3 minutes.
I've never seen it.
You've seen the movie Fight Club too many times.
I've never seen it. I still got to watch it.
It was like, interesting.
I just know Brad Pitt's in it.
But I like how he's like, My mom's gonna lose her son and her house.
Oh no, man! I make sure I get a house first. It could be a bad house, man.
You're gonna better your life so you can kill yourself.
It'd be in the middle of fucking nowhere in the country.
That would be some Brandon shit.
I'm gonna kill myself. I'm doing the best I've ever done, but I'm committed.
I make sure it's so far that the ambulance nobody could get to you until it's too late.
Brandon, I think it's too late the minute you blow up.
By the time they get
there, I don't think you got to worry about it. Like, we can save him.
Yeah, no. The fire's going to be out and everything.
You're going to be cooked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so blowed up.
Okay.
I'm going to jump off a very high building.
A high building.
I'm going to make it funny, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like other guys?
Hell that's
good, but one of my favorite jokes, Kyle Kinane, is... just to spice it up, at first I'm gonna go down. I'm gonna put a glass of water down at the bottom.
That's tight.
And I'm gonna jump. And when I hit, I want people to be like, "What do you think he was trying to?" I think that would be fun. Plus, it's like, I mean, why not feel like you're flying?
Yeah,
you know,
true,
100%.
And more
you
than
you
want
to fly once in your
life,
and
more than likely, if you jump off a tall enough building, like if you're really gonna do it, like I'm going out with a bang.
Burj Khalifa.
Well, that would be a good one.
You know, you will die.
Jump off
you...
the Empire. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Set a world
if you jump
record.
Off the Empire State Building or Sears Tower or something like that, you're gonna fucking have a heart attack and die before you hit the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
So fuck it. Yeah, why not? I want to fly for a minute.
Yeah,
you know.
You'd probably get 10 seconds of flying.
Yeah, I would think you'd get it. Yeah, your heart will probably explode, but you do have a few seconds before your heart will pop. So it's like, you might as well. It's just fucking
I'm down with
float
that.
Down. But the at that high, oh man, I man. Thought like the aftermath.
Mm. Oh, like, it's nasty.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
At that height?
Oh.
At that height? I don't think there's any. I mean,
it's
just
probably not much left. It's
disintegrating.
Yeah.
Just a mist, man.
Fucking everywhere, dude.
Damn.
Or, I mean, worst nightmare would be like to
bones?
Land on somebody or something.
Oh, my gosh, man.
To your land bones. On somebody.
Oh, like you'll instantly kill. Both be gone.
I mean, honestly, any one of us, I think from that height, I think we'd crack the concrete when you land.
Guaranteed.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely crack the concrete.
That's dark as
hell. I hope we make like a Wile E. Coyote hole.
When I jump off, I go, "No!"
Like Goofy, man. Hell yeah.
How would you kill yourself?
I would want to try to accomplish something, and then if I just didn't survive, that would be me committing suicide. Like,
no.
Trying to, like, jump the Grand Canyon on a motorcycle.
Oh, okay. Like,
if I make it,
yeah.
I like cool. That. But if
no,
I die,
that's
that
good.
Was me killing.
Or,
like,
good.
Test out one of Dom's theories and try, like, fist fight a jaguar.
You just want to jackass your way into suicide.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right?
I want to make
it fun.
You just
want to keep doing it until you are dead.
Yeah.
Here's the problem with that. That is, all of a sudden, you get paralyzed from the neck down. People are like, "We're going to take care of you." You'd be like, "No!
Yeah.
Now I'm trapped in my body forever." Yeah. You know how hard it is to kill yourself and all you can do is headbang?
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah. Dude, I'm telling you, we have this on camera. If I'm ever like that, I want to die.
Okay.
If I'm looking at you and it looks like, oh, he looks happy today. No, I'm telling you to fucking kill me.
All right.
Please.
Paralyzed from the neck down, I'm going to check out.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'll do that.
And
I know a couple. I've known quadriplegics and they've all been like, I want to die.
Yeah,
I haven't met one be like, it really opened my eyes. And no, they're all like, dude, this shit is garbage.
That's the only thing
trash.
They can open.
Damn. This shit is this shit is not good. And then they blew in their straw and they went away.
Damn. Can you still blink and stuff, man?
You can blink.
I mean, if you're paralyzed from the fucking neck down,
If this happens, man, and you blink, you have to look at me. And don't blink, just wink at me about 5 or 10 times.
So are we assuming he can't speak?
Yeah, no,
that's what I'm saying, you can't speak.
I would probably, if I could speak, I would just tell you to kill myself.
It's
one of those things where, you know, you're like all the way there.
You're
in the military. Just fucking Morse code it. You know Morse code?
I don't know that shit. I barely know land. So how many times do I got to blink for you to kill me?
8 times.
8 times in a row.
And then me and JJ will figure something out.
But no, it's just going to be you. How are you going to kill me?
If this motherfucker's just going to get an eyelash, be like, oh.
Let's see.
He uses the fake knife.
Damn, man.
but he's serious.
So you say
he's going to kill you with the fake knife? He just bludgeons you to death with the fake knife.
You have like
how
Julius.
Can you move your head at all?
I can't do anything but blink my eyes. Okay. How would you kill me?
Well, I guess we would come up with somewhere. I'd be like, okay. I'll be like, blink once if you want me to.
No. All right, you already know. I'm wanting to die. How are you going to kill?
I know, but I'm going to be nice and give you a choice.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be like, if you blink once, then I'll just get you a little, because you're going to be in a chair or something, right?
I'll be in something.
Then I'll get you to a really good cliff, probably Montesano. I'll pour a beer down you, like, I'll put like a beer
please
down
do that.
You. And we'll just talk about good times, and then before I go home, I'll just push you off that like thing. The second one, if you blink two times, we'll go to the gun shop. And I don't know.
This is a choose your own adventure.
You're trying to bark or something. Each time I pointed the gun, you'd be like, I'd be like, oh, okay, you want that one.
And how would I do?
I don't know. You'd be like, yeah.
I like. Why in this scenario does he have a preference with the gun?
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Only by clock.
It's like picking your own coffin, man. And then the third one, if you want to just be poison, man, I got you. Just do it three times.
You are naming such terrible ways.
I don't know. Like, what am I supposed to do? Get a pillow and just...
Yeah. Honestly, in his sleep...
Then do that four times.
In his sleep, that's good.
Ooh,
or honestly...
You are right.
Take a... Honestly, take a knife. If he's paralyzed from the neck down, Take a knife and just jab it right here in the soft spot of the knife's head.
Best part, I have a couple of katanas too, man, so I could do like a clean
Jesus Christ. You gonna kill this motherfucker like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle?
Yeah, I got three katanas and like a machete and then some pocket knives. We could pick one of them if you want.
Okay.
Pocket
Jesus Christ.
Nice. Like thank you, Brandon.
Anytime,
and I'm gonna be relying on you whenever this inevitable car crash happens.
Oh, no, man.
I just watched it.
For you, it ain't going to happen in a car crash. This motherfucker going to get drunk, dive into a shallow end of the pool.
That's why I'm going to hide.
I've seen too many videos. I won't do that. I don't dive anyway. I cannonball.
The only catch is once this happens, you're going to have to try to find me because I know what you're going to do, and I'm going to try to avoid you because I don't want to do it. Yeah.
I know what you're gonna have to do,
and once you see me, then I have to. Whatever, I don't know. Whoever pushes you or whatever, you'd be like, I don't know how Stephen Hawkins did it. He'd be like, fine, Brandon. And that
did you just say Stephen?
That's his
like
name.
What's his name? Like Stephen Curry.
No, that's
Stephen.
Like Stephen Urkel. Like,
cool. His name Stephen. Yeah.
Stephen.
Stephon Hawking.
Oh my god!
But
I'm not gonna want to do this.
Stephen Hawking was still banging small boys.
No, that's
girl,
not midget. That's not
midgets.
No.
Midgets.
You know what?
You all are
small people.
I do want to know if that's confirmed.
I don't know if it's confirmed either.
So he was on the island.
He was on the island.
But y'all are convinced he could get off.
Damn,
oh,
you're right.
Mean,
he doesn't have a choice.
Get off.
No, I think that's what you're talking about. But also get off the island.
I get what he's saying.
You think they just took him there and he was like, I want to go. Like, shut up.
That makes sense.
Midgets, made him
midgets, get over there.
Yeah, he can't move.
That is my favorite whole thing about the Epstein stuff. My favorite rumor was Stephen Hawking. And his kink was he liked to have midgets do high-level math equations on whiteboards they couldn't reach.
Shut the fuck up. Is that real?
Oh, yeah. No. Who knows? I mean,
oh, my
honestly,
God.
It's so specific and odd, it very well might be true.
That's very specific.
He had, like, weird kinks.
Yeah.
Sure.
He had weird kinks. Here's the thing. He wasn't always in a wheelchair. Like, he got around. Here's the crazy thing is, this man cheated on his wife after he was fucked up like that in a wheelchair.
Boss.
Damn, man.
He was in a wheelchair like that and was like, oh, hey, what's up?
Yeah. That's crazy.
He cheated on his wife,
man.
Who is a saint, by the way.
A saint.
And he's over here just slanging that broke dick all
dude,
the way.
Disabled dudes fuck.
Damn.
Dude.
They do.
I mean, but he is a Nintendo game.
I was watching a movie with my girlfriend like 2 weeks ago. It's with Emilia Clarke, the girl from Game of Thrones.
Mm.
I forgot what it's called.
The dude's named Sam Claflin, and the actor in that movie that's in the wheelchair that she's the caretaker for.
Yeah, he's a quadriplegic. They end up falling in love. Like, his mom hires her. He ends up, he's like real pessimistic, but then, you know, obviously she starts brightening him up.
Of course.
He still signs up for like a euthanasia thing in Sweden and he still dies.
Damn, man.
But
when you got Emily Clark.
Emilia Clark?
Yeah.
Emily Clark.
It's Emilia.
It's not.
Well, she's, was she British or something?
Yeah. It's Emilia.
Damn, man.
She's also very hot.
Oh God,
I do love her. I've watched. I love her. British women. I have a real soft spot for British women.
I'm with you.
So yeah, she's up there for me.
But her personally, with the so she came out that fire.
She is in a couple fucked up movies. There's that other movie that was the one based on the Wham song, Last Christmas.
Ooh.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. So she's in this movie called Last Christmas, and. She falls in, like, she meets and fall, and I'm summarizing. She meets and falls in love with Henry Golden, the guy who played Snake Eyes, the Asian dude. You'd know him if you saw him. Ooh, anyway, falls in love with him.
I do know him.
And then it's like he's in the movie, and then at the end of the movie, you find out he was never there. He was a ghost. She had a heart transplant and got his heart. And was seeing his ghost, and she fell in love with his ghost, but she had his heart from a heart transplant. So it's like, yeah, she likes to be in the ones where it's like, oh, they're dead.
Oh, yeah, shit. Yeah,
yeah. That's crazy. Yeah.
Wow, dude, man. Where Dom gets a racist's heart.
Oh.
And he's not any different.
Yeah, there it is right there. Last Christmas.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly. See what I mean? Yeah. The whole movie's based on one line in a Wham song.
Damn.
Oh, man. Shit. Oh.
I gave you my heart.
I gave
that's
you
hilarious.
My heart.
Oh.
Y'all,
I'm not damn. Making getting that no, just right now.
Yeah, I'm just getting that right now.
I did not make that. Damn. Damn, dude. I don't understand what it is about, like, women's movies, like, female-oriented movies being about just the worst tragedy imaginable and romance.
Well, that's kind of like the whole thing when it was like Oxygen, the channel for women, and every show was like, watch this woman get beat on. Watch these women get murdered. Watch this, like, damn, Oxygen hates women, dude.
Yeah.
They hate these women.
Like, it's cold outside.
Never, man. The only positive movies were on there was like, watch this woman kill her. Watch her set him on fire.
You seen Double Jeopardy?
His sleep.
Oh, yeah. Double Jeopardy. You talking about the old school Double Jeopardy?
The one with Tommy Lee Jones?
Yeah, it's a great movie.
When Ashley Judd was banging too.
Yeah, Ashley Judd. She killed that role too. That's a great
Double
movie.
Jeopardy was good. Mm-hmm. Good movie.
I loved her prison like training montage. Well, she's just doing sit-ups.
I do.
And fingerless gloves.
I do enjoy. Yeah. I do like montages.
They don't have fingers.
That's what Jake does.
Montages are great. Yeah, old Double Jeopardy.
Yeah.
We watched this in school.
Really?
In like a civics class.
Really?
Learning like about sexy Double parts. Jeopardy.
Oh,
yeah. It was strange.
There's sexy parts.
That guy, he was a character. I saw him at Lone Goose not that long ago.
Your teacher that showed you Double Jeopardy?
Yes, dude.
Did he say that motherfucker
he was hungover for sure when he showed that movie, too. That's what teachers
he
do.
He definitely was.
He's like, man, y'all just watch this movie. Learn something.
No, he hated his life.
Did you learn a lot?
I mean, I learned this. He was also, he got me to, like, put the flag up in the morning and take it down at the end of the school day.
Did you guys fold it right, or you just took
we
it down?
We folded it in a triangle. We had to learn. Like, he taught us. And then he would buy us McDonald's, like, once a month because we did it. And when it was me and my friend Eric. He lived down the street from me, and he's mixed. And one time we dropped it on accident, and it was at the end of the day, and a guy in the car rider line got out of his truck and started calling him the N-word.
Shut the fuck
what
up.
The
I
hell?
Swear, dude.
Where was this at?
Spartman Middle School, dude.
Oh.
The one and only.
Gang, gang. Kid.
Nah, man, I can't.
It's Tony.
I go to
you, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know Tony.
Your girlfriend lives there.
Yeah.
Fiance.
Yes.
Fiance.
Yes.
I don't know if we can say it.
You can say
you
that.
You can say it. Soon to be.
Soon to be wife.
Yep, that's why we're shooting this at 10 o'clock on a Wednesday.
Hell yeah.
Oh, it's probably midnight by now.
Not 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's sometime.
It's later.
Yeah. Hell congratulations, man.
Thank you, man. Let me get a little applause.
Hey, cheers, man.
Cheers. I'm just looking at Ashley Judd up here in this tank top.
No, Ashley Judd. Where you you excited?
Yes, I am. Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where you guys partying at this weekend?
Partying at? Oh, just hotel.
Oh, you guys are doing the real okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
When's the wedding?
Oh, it's Friday.
Friday?
Mm-hmm.
None of us were invited.
No, you guys are. You want to come?
I'm not coming.
Damn, man. You going to come to the celebration later?
Sure. When's the celebration?
In fall, probably.
In fall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're broke.
Yeah. I'm busy then.
Damn, man. Okay.
Of course, I mean, I'll come.
Thank you, yes, man. Dude, see, that's what's happening.
But that's where you want everybody at is the celebration.
Yes, yes, yes.
You guys just want to go do your thing on Friday, celebrate your weekend. Huh?
We need a witness, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Are you excited to have sex for the first time?
It's not my first time.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, consensually.
It's always been consensual.
Okay, my bad.
Thank you.
Well, you said always. Let's not exaggerate.
Yeah, always, yeah. Man. Always.
Whatever you.
Hey, look at me, Brent. I got you.
No winks.
What's happening right
no
now?
No winks.
Well, this is going to be admissible in a court of law if y'all keep.
Yeah, man. Well, before this, I was a virgin.
He won't snitch on the guys that are the people. It might have been.
He won't snitch on the guys. I mean, the people.
It's some stuff. I don't want to get in that, man.
Yeah.
They swept that under the carpet. I don't want.
What?
I thought we were talking about the job thing. I thought you were talking about the job thing.
We circled all the way back to what we started.
Yeah, I thought that's what you were talking about. I was like, yeah, I don't want nothing to do with that.
To what I was just kidding. That could have got real weird.
That was a very weird all the way around circle.
Yeah, I was like, I just want nothing to do with that situation, man.
To reach that. Honestly, that was a very interesting picture of how your brain works, of how all that connected back to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it was sad, man.
It was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Was it?
Yes.
But not for you, because he didn't get you.
Thankfully, no. He didn't give a fuck about me.
But he's in jail for 20 years now.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter.
No.
Long time to sink. Long time to sink.
What would be your strategy if you got 20 years in prison?
Like, are
you
20 years?
I mean, you kind of have to just join a gang, probably, and like just be part of that life.
It depends on where you're at and what kind of prison you're in. What's the crime that we did to be in prison?
Well, I was... Imagine.
I'm going to go ahead and say it's a hard felony, and this is a state facility.
State facility?
Yeah.
You could be good.
Well, here's the thing. It's like, it's what you see in movies and TV and everything like that. It's like, you're not going to be in Huntsville, and they're like, you're going to Sing Sing. Like, that's not, you know what I mean? Oh, you're going to Alcatraz. It's like, no, you go to a fucking prison that's close to where you're being sentenced, unless it's like a special circumstance.
Unless you're fed case.
If it's fed case, you can go anywhere. So it just depends on what prison you're at. Like, if you want to be like, if you want that real shit, be like, you got 20 years in Pelican Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That would be
worst case
scenario. But let's say you got 20, we all got sentenced to 20 years in Pelican Bay, different times. Mm. What are you doing to survive? What's first on your list?
Well, first, make
do
sure
I want to survive.
Yeah, it's only 20 years,
yeah.
Dude.
It's only, yeah.
20 years, you can bang that out.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Here's the thing. I would say you wouldn't be human if you all of a sudden were facing 20 years in prison and you didn't think, like, maybe it's time to check out.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? I don't know if I want to do 20 years in prison. All right. Right now, you're like, 20 years isn't that long. And you're in there. You're like, day 1,187. Oh, my God.
Okay.
And that's not 3 years in.
That's what I'm saying. So I think you got to get over that first. Mm-hmm. And then after that, unfortunately, so for instance, JJ and I would have to join the Brotherhood, and
yeah, for sure.
I don't. Yeah,
you're already a skinhead.
I'm not. Yeah, I don't know if I. But the thing is like, I mean, there might be other options. I don't know. I mean, I know for 20 years, I don't think you can be a free agent. I mean, you're gonna have to affiliate.
Yeah,
you're gonna have to affiliate. But I would go in and be like, is this like a fraternity thing? Are we gonna rush? Mm-hmm. Or like, wow, how are we gonna figure out where I'm gonna land, fellas? Yeah.
So you would join a gang.
I mean, if you're in there for 20 years for survival, if your key is on survival, I'm thinking. Now here's the thing: none of us have been to prison.
Nope.
Mm-mm. I've been in jail before, but I've never been in prison.
Yeah, no prison.
So we don't know prison. So no, I mean, I know it's no fucking picnic, but we can't just assume immediately you're going in there and getting fucked in the mouth.
Yeah.
And, like, no. Things are really bad. I'm gonna have to say there could be federal penitentiaries or state run facilities that, even though it's maximum security, that you might be able to.
To get away.
Be okay.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
But there's definitely some, breathe the Pelican Bay, like, that it's going to be bad. You're going to have to do something. The question is, if you went for a nonviolent crime, say perfect example, vehicular manslaughter.
Mm-hmm.
Say you killed somebody. in an aggravated like DUI case or something like that, and you got 10 to 15 years, you're in prison. It's 10 to 15 years, and you join a gang, and the first thing there's like, okay, to be, you got to kill somebody. We need you to kill this person in this other gang. It's like, what do you do? Now, I mean, obviously, you're not a murderer. You have killed somebody because it was the DUI situation, but that was a fucking accident. You know, you didn't mean to do that. But now you have to literally kill somebody. So it's like, would you do it?
100% I would. But I would tell you, what I would do, I'm telling you, instantly, I would become Muslim the first day. Yeah. I'm like, look, guys.
You're going to walk in there and be like, Oscar Mayer Bacon, dog.
I'm like, do not bring that swan around me. Like, I would get mad about it. Yeah, I would instantly become Muslim.
Oh, was that Dom come out? We'd be like, damn, we ain't seen you in 20 years. We'd be like, well, I like him so long.
My brother.
Hell yeah. And that's why they kept the boot on our neck. Damn, we just had Arby's, dude. Chill out.
That's where he would want to go when he got out. Yeah, Arby's.
Take me to Arby's, brother.
That's 100% beef.
Hell yeah.
You come out, does Arby's still have the meats?
No, they don't. They went bankrupt.
Would you kill somebody?
Probably. I mean, I would try my best to avoid it. But if need be, I'll
I thought you were going
to
say, I would try my best. I'm going to do my best for you.
The best I can.
I'm going to do the best I can.
I would hope that my cellmate would be like in one of those TV shows like Reacher, where he ends up just like being cool and beating everybody up. Like, that's my friend.
So, okay.
It's not going to be me. I'm going to have to rely on him.
Yeah, but then that person gets shifted to a different block.
And
or
I'm
whatever.
Just still there.
Yeah, you're just still there.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
See, Jay, I would figure you. So, you don't, I don't think you like to kill anybody. Like, in
I don't
a confrontation.
Like being told what to do. Yeah. If I can kill somebody before somebody asks me to, then I would.
I see.
So you want to come in there and make your mark? You want to come in there and make your mark? And
like,
here's the funny thing. I think if I went to prison and I was like, you know what? I found out I got to kill somebody immediately because I'm in here for the long haul. Mm-hmm. And I kill somebody, they'd be like, man, we're chill around here. That's like, why did you do that? Why did you do that?
That was not
why did
cool.
you kill Terry? Damn, everybody loved Terry.
He doing charity and shit.
Terry was the best.
He made the best bit.
Oh, you're like, oh,
hell yeah,
fuck.
Man.
And they just don't even violently react.
I read the situation all wrong. This is why you shouldn't watch Oz on HBO, dude. This is why.
What did you say?
They don't even, like, violently react. They just don't fuck with you for 20 years.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Nobody's talking to you for 20 years.
You're just alone. Yeah. Like, no, dude, don't talk to that, dude.
So you just brought up Oz. Have
don't
any
talk to Crazy
you,
J.
Either, you two seen Oz?
Just a few scenes.
When I was
young,
yeah.
You've seen
younger.
A few scenes of Oz?
When I was younger.
What?
Yeah, when I was, like, young as a kid, I'd... like watch it
you
on
should
TV.
Not have been watching
and then I would
that
like see people watch it yeah
thank you thank
like
you.
I remember there was one where they were talking about like diet sodas and stuff and now I always drink regular soda because he said that diet soda is worse.
He's talking about Dr. Oz.
Oh,
what Oz are you talking about?
Oh my,
I just clocked
no way.
Oz about the prison rape.
Shout out Dr. Oz.
Oh my god.
Oz about prison rape.
The diet soda is dumb.
Oh my
that's,
god,
that's bad for you. He eats 14 cheesecakes a week. He's like,
I
the
can't
diet
believe that.
I can't believe it either, because at first I was like trying to think of the scene in Oz where they were like, diet soda is worse for you than regular soda. Oh, yeah, and watch me fuck this dude. Damn. Oh no.
And you gotta watch.
No, look, Oz is a show about prison, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually really, really good. But it's a thing in there. It will just
it
like,
is a worst case scenario prison show.
Yeah, oh, okay.
It's a worst case scenario.
But you know, it'd be like me and you talking, right? That's a scene, and it's been like 10 minutes of me and you talking, going in. You're all into it, and then it will immediately cut with no transition to a guy getting fucked in the ass, and it almost doesn't pertain to the story.
Okay,
you know what I mean? It was just like. Okay, why did you have to do it so abruptly? Like
Oz is a good example of the guy put in there that was in for white collar crimes that got turned into the most insane person in the entire prison. That is, that's the thing. It's all about the crime.
Because
more than likely, for me, if I got arrested now, it would probably be for some white collar type shit.
Yeah.
So I'm probably going to go to a minimum security prison if I'm going to go there. And in that case, I don't think you got to kill anybody when you play
chill.
Tennis or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You just run up and beat somebody to death with your tennis racket. Be like, I got to show I'm the hardest.
Whenever I was in jail, the people who were like in and out, And they were like wanting to go to the minimum security prison beside and not be in jail. So they would plead out guilty because they're like, dude, the food's way better. You get to go outside. You get to smoke cigarettes. And they would just rather do that than stay in county and fight this case.
Hmm. Man, there's a prison not far from here.
Really?
Yeah, there's a prison outside Athens.
Limestone right? County.
Limestone County Correctional. And that is basically a state-run prison. Okay. So that is, I would say it's not a maximum security, mm-hmm. but it's damn close. It's not a country club prison, but it's not a maximum security facility. But I would, when I worked for Xerox, I would go there to work on copiers and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I would go through, and I'd have to do like they'd have to go through my tools and like because I had to bring in a toolbox, and I'd always that like very intense because I was bringing things in that could be used as weapons, mm-hmm. which always made me laugh because I'd go through this intense process to get in there, and as soon as I get in there, they'd be like, "All right, you can go through the yard, and the copier's over there," and you're like, "Okay," and then literally with no escort, would just send me walking, and I would have to walk when it was like yard time for these prisoners. And I'm walking with a toolbox, and they're just looking at me like, "Look at this motherfucker!"
Like, hey guys, I'm here to fix the copier.
No, it was not Bre-9/11. It was fucking weird. And like, I could hear him saying, "She's like, look at this motherfucker." You know, she's like, and I'm just like, "Oh man, I'm just here to fix. Man, I'm trying to make copies of your parole shit, dog. don't hurt me." And it was, and that is the place where it's like there were murderers and drug dealers, rapists. Mm-hmm. Like that's the level of people that are in there, and it is definitely, I mean, again, it's a full-on prison, and I will say it definitely wasn't like what you see in the movies.
Okay.
Like being in there, it was way more loose. I'm sure when you get to like a federal level or these big ass prisons, it's a lot different, but I will say that was way more.
Damn, man.
Yeah, that was also not like that, like those are it's like doors with windows. Like, you know, you're in a room. You're not in a... It's a cell. Mm-hmm. But it's not bars and shit. You know,
oh, yeah, yeah,
aren't,
yeah.
Like, reaching out through the bars and shit like that. It's like, once that door closes, you're like, meh, you're in that fucking thing. It's fucking sealed. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, it's...
You got a toilet. It's much different. Your toilet is connected to your sink, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then... But you cannot shit in the toilet in your room. You can't do it.
That's a problem.
Because if you shit in your toilet, your roommate smells your shit when you're shitting there. You shit whenever you got open daytime.
It's horrible.
Okay, what he is saying is you can.
You can.
It's just frowned upon.
Yeah,
very and you gotta frowned sit
upon.
Down
it's pee. Just frowned upon.
And then you'll take that and you'll pump all the water out of it, and then that's how you keep your food cold and shit like that. So you eat and you'll like make hooch in the toilet.
Toilet wine.
So if you shit in the toilet in the room, they getting that ass. I had to do it.
Shit.
I had to do it. Luckily, I was bigger than the guy. But it was like, you know, when you're sleeping, and I sleep on my side. And when I sleep on my side, when I eat, it pushes all of there. So I usually have to take a shit in the middle of the night. And then I did. And he was like, bro. And I didn't know at this time. He's like, bro, you up here taking a shit? And I was like, I put the sheet up so you couldn't see. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, no, you don't take a shit in here. But he didn't get mad and that. Plus, I would have whooped his ass. But he would. But then that's when I learned you can't take a shit in there. You have to take a shit outside. So you got to hold it, Brandon.
That's gonna be hard.
That's gonna be hard.
That's gonna be one. It's not gonna be.
It's not gonna do good for your anal leakage.
I think shitting in your cell is probably low on the priority list when you go to prison. What you got to worry about? I've got bigger fish to fry than where I'm gonna shit.
I'm more concerned about things coming in than things coming out.
No. Shitting is most important. You have to shit.
You do.
Well, of course you have to shit.
You have to shit.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is I think I can – the body is an amazing machine. So you will get on a thing where you're like when you're in your cell, you won't have to shit. You might see you were in there. It wasn't long enough. You hadn't acclimated yet, so you had to shit, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. But on 20 years, you're going to be like, all right, when I go to bed, I'm not going to have to wake up and shit because, you know, it's the same thing. I mean, everybody, like, if you're on a road trip sometimes, like, have you ever noticed, like, you piss less because you're just pushing through, mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Your body knows what you need to do. So that's, like, the prison mode. I mean, we used to joke around all the time. Like, if I'm going to a music festival, I'm like, I'm on prison mode today because I don't want to shit.
Yeah.
I ain't shitting at this music festival because then I got to shit in this porta potty. And shitting in a porta potty on a hot day is a top 10 worst experience that you can have.
I concur.
Yeah, dude. Nobody wants to shit in a hot porta potty. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's no good. Which, I mean, that's a weird comparison to shitting in your jail cell. But I would probably say, I don't want to do either of those things.
Me neither.
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm good. Hopefully I never had to do that.
Yeah.
No. I'd be really good at it, though, honestly.
Here shitting in
you'd be the worst.
I'm talking about, now that I think about it, I'd be good at holding, because I could do that shit if I had to. Especially when I do cashier and something like, shit, tell you a little secret. I got to pee now, but guess what? I'm a really good holder. So
yeah.
You tell the people that whenever you're checking them out?
No. What I'll do is I'll turn off my light and be like, yo, I gotta go. Like, I warn people too sometimes. I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm on the clock, but my ass doesn't give a fuck. If I gotta go, I'm sorry, man.
And this is a customer's like, man, I just
No, not the customers.
I didn't ask you none of that.
Customers don't know that. No, man.
I didn't ask you. Why were you telling me this?
Nah, I tell a worker or something. I'm cool.
And they're like, why? Brandon, we're on break. Why are you telling
me? They understand.
Don't tell me that.
Brandon, I went to Publix and then I rounded up. Right? Hey, she had a problem.
Of course.
It wasn't easy.
That's not easy.
To see how it went, and she for real had a problem doing
Wait,
it.
Wait a minute. To make a certain kind of change. They broke their brain.
Yeah. Yes. They asked if you want to donate to whatever, and I was like, yeah, round up.
Yes.
And then she was like, okay, and it took her a little bit.
Yes, because, like, you got to realize, it's like everybody coming at the same time, you count cash.
When you round up, they have to put in...
No, we have to think of it on our heads, or if we don't think about it in our heads, well, what I do is I get a calculator and I just do 100 minus whatever, and then I just add up. Like, if you say round it up, like if you got 36 bucks, round up 40.
Why are the computers not doing this?
I know you would think they would, but no, we have to do it. We all have to do it manually.
And they have to scan something, like the...
Or put in the code. I put in the code.
Yeah. What I was talking about is whenever I go somewhere and they're like, okay, and the total is $14.38.
Mm-hmm.
And I look and I'm like, I got 3 pennies. I don't want any more pennies. I'm going to give them $15.03 because in that case, they're going to give me back how much real quick? I mean, 65 cents.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so they're going to be 2/4 a dime and a nickel. And I'll do that and I'll give them $15.03. It'll be $14.38. And they'll be like, It's $14.38. I'm like, I know I gave you more than that. Yeah. And they're like, I don't.
But it's an odd number to give $15.03.
They're like, what do you want? But here's the thing. I think it's a generational thing. Like, my generation, we all know that. It's like you want to have as little change as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to be carrying around a bunch of fucking pennies, dude. True. If I can get to the point where I'm getting 50 cents back by throwing in a nickel or something like that, I'm going to give you that so I can get that specific thing back. And it's like now these young people, it's like, I'm talking like, I had one girl, same situation, I gave it to her, and she was like, I'm going to have to get my manager.
Oh,
I was like, why?
No,
why?
That part, no.
I was like, why do you have to give me back this? And she was like, I don't get it. And I was like,
You're tricky.
I was like, what is, I don't understand what's happening. So I was like, yeah, because the thing is like cash is dying. I mean, it's like everybody is swiping. Yeah. So it's like, I've literally had people look at me like I inconvenienced them when I tried to give them cash.
It is.
And yeah. I don't carry a lot of cash, but for some reason being at a cashless venue is when I have cash and these motherfuckers won't take it. And it makes me angry. that is money don't spend.
JJ, what's the conspiracy theory of why they don't want us to use cash anymore? I know you know it.
Well, I mean, there's multiple, dude. The big one that I've been hearing a lot is that just because money is like, it's crazy to think that the exact amount and like the number displayed in someone's bank account electronically, the currency, obviously the amount of bills does not match what that is. Like, it's no way it's like a 1-to-1 zero error thing. So if everything's electronic, it's a lot easier to just make up more money.
That makes a lot of sense.
Rather than to print actual physical currency.
So what you're saying is, like, it's just numbers. There's not physical currency to back this up.
Yeah.
Well, of course. Like, that's a bank-to-bank, like, thing. So it's like you could go to your bank one day and say you had $60,000 savings. If you went to your bank, you're like, I want that $60,000 in cash, they're going to laugh you out of the building. They're going to be like, first off, that's insane. Why? Mm-hmm. Do you need us to call the FBI? Did somebody get kidnapped? And you'll be like, it's my money. I want it. And they'll be like, I don't know if we have $60K the fucking bank.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
In the fucking bank. Because they're just betting on you not doing that. You know, it's like, so anytime you go and do something like that, you're not going to get cash. They're going to give you a cashier's check. Right, a cashier's check is as good as cash. Right, a cashier's mm-hmm. check is maybe not even made out to anybody. It's just literally made out to cash. You carry that in any bank or anywhere in the world, and they'll honor it as mm-hmm. money. You just take that to another bank, and then it never turns into paper. It goes literally into another or whatever it is. So it's like, I mean, you're right to a certain degree, but at the same time, it's not. I don't know if they're propping the numbers up as much on a local level as they are with the government. I mean, the government's definitely been like, just add a zero to that shit up.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And they don't have to worry about it. But, like, yeah, with our money, it's like, unless you get into that crazy level where you go in and you want to cash it out, like, technically it is there.
I'm just saying overall, mm-hmm. electronically, if you were to add up all the money in, like, bank accounts and stuff, it would equal more than the existence of physical.
Oh, you mean, like, in America or the world? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then also, like, just paying cash, you can't really track as easily. If you pay electronically for everything,
they can track.
Well,
I mean, I think that's the point. That's what some people want. That's what they want. Is to not be on the radar.
Shout out to Bitcoin.
So, that's what I was about to say. These goddamn meme coins... Terrible idea to invest. I will say this. Being for real, disclaimer, don't do it. But if you do, dude,
get Trump.
The Trump coin blew up, and the Melania, she had a coin. And my boss was on whatever the site was, and the site crashed whenever it went live for 5 cents. And he was like, just happened to be on there, and it went live. He tried to buy it, couldn't buy it. And within 3 hours, it was at $15.
From what, 5 cents?
$0.05 to $15. He had $300 in his account. He was like, I was just going to put it all on there because, you know, it was what's hot at the time. And you pull it out, dude, and you make all that fucking profit. Well, but it's so, no. I mean, you will, but if you do it like big time, like people throw their life savings in there, you will lose it all.
Well, you'll lose it all, but you'll also find it's not as bing, bang, boom as people think. If you have $300 in an account, it's mm-hmm. a nickel. And it shoots up to 15, and all of a sudden now you're like, I'm cashing all out. I'm selling right
Hell
now.
Yeah, instantly.
Well, here's the thing. You might not be able to sell it all right now because now it's at 15. People might not be buying at 15.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're sitting on it at 15, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, well, I'll just sell it all. And you're like, oh, why aren't people buying? It's because it's capped. You know, you know what I mean?
The site crashes.
Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, and then you're sitting there, and worst case scenario, it's a rug pull where bottoms out, and then you're like, oh my, you know, with $300, you're like, oh, I got fucked out of $300, but some people are like, I got fucked out of $15,000 or whatever else. So it's like it's not as easy. That's the thing with these mass quantities, it's not as easy to move, especially these meme coins or smaller coins.
Mm-hmm.
Bitcoin, you can just move Bitcoin because people want Bitcoin. It's easy to move.
And it's
Ethereum.
It's a finite amount. It's not.
But it's like some of these meme coins, it's like all of a sudden you're like, I'm rich. I came up on it. You still have to sell it. Mm-hmm. And you still have to receive the money from that. And now after capital gains tax and everything else that's going on, that's it's like, you're going to make money. But this isn't like, it's not a get rich quick scheme.
Yeah. But people believe
that's what they bill it as. It's mm-hmm. billed as a get rich quick scheme.
Stable coins is where you want to go.
Yeah. You just can't.
This dude watched one YouTube video.
Tom just fucking says stable coin, yeah.
Though I did this before, like years ago when I lived in
Tether or
XRP.
Yeah.
Dang. Yeah, back when I was doing it was Ethereum, Bitcoin, and it was another one.
Probably Solana?
No.
USDT.
No, that wasn't it either. It was another one, though.
Yeah.
But then when the company just removes the buy and sell button? Which I know it wasn't crypto.
So that's stocks. That's not Bitcoin.
Yeah,
that's
not stocks. Crypto, but like they removed the buy.
Well, with crypto, like Voyager fucked a lot of people.
Yeah.
So it was like Voyager all of a sudden just ceased. They went bankrupt. They ceased operations. And then they gave people windows to pull their coin out. And of course, some people is like, Voyager was billed as this app that's easy. You go in there and you do this, it's your wallet, it holds the whole thing. And then all of a sudden it's like, you're telling people, hey, pull this out. Now you need to pull it in this. Now you put it in this, switch to another site. And people are like, what? So if you didn't pull it out by a certain date, Voyager was like, oh, well, we're only going to pay you a percentage of what you had in there. So it reached a certain date where it became, Voyager was locked. You couldn't trade it. You couldn't do anything. You could pull it out. And then the people who didn't pull it out, you literally got a check for like 60% of what you were holding in there. So it's like, and that money that was left over went to the creditors that were buying them out of fucking bankruptcy. So it's like, it's not a fucking, yeah, it's the best way to do crypto. But the thing is, it takes the most knowledge. Is like, you want to put that shit in like a cold wallet. Like, you want to,
yeah,
you want to get out of these companies that are like, we'll do it for you, because those are the people that go bankrupt. They can go fucking belly up and fuck with your money if it's sitting in there. Shout, so it's like, yeah, that's why people who like the miners and the people who are super into it, they're buying it and putting it in a fucking, look at this hard drive. This hard drive's got, dude, all my money on it.
That dude that Trump just pardoned, I don't know who the fuck he is, but it was a big deal. He just pardoned, go look up Trump pardon.
He just pardoned Sam Bankman-Fried.
That'd be crazy.
No, not him, but a guy like him. But like this guy, I don't know, put Trump pardon.
Silk Road?
Uh-huh.
Well, Silk Road? Dead.
He killed himself.
Did he? It's some guy, but they said he has like 1,000 Bitcoin in a cold wallet that the because he's been in prison for 10 years.
Oh, but he had a bunch.
But he had he had a whole bunch of Bitcoin, and now he's getting out. You could just see him smiling when he's getting
out. Oh,
yeah.
This guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Damn.
You look. Silk Road founder Ross Ulbricht.
Oh. Yep. I thought he killed himself.
Nope. He's alive as shit. And he's out.
I think it was somebody affiliated with Silk Road.
Yeah. Okay.
Look how
Zach Stone right there.
There's a guy in the UK that accidentally threw away a hard drive with $750 million in Bitcoin on it. Mm-hmm. And he knows it's in this landfill. But they will not let him go on the landfill to try to retrieve the hard drive.
They would hire
He sued, he appealed, the whole nine yards, and the fucking Supreme Court over there came back and was like, technically we own it because it's in our landfill and that's ours.
But you're never going to find it.
Well, here's the thing. The guy apparently had an entire presentation set up where the thing is, with all that Bitcoin, the guy had other money. He was spending money he invented a machine that would pick through trash and identify hard drives, coupled with people. So he was literally being like, it's $750 million. You're going to be like, I'm going to do whatever the fuck
to find it.
And they were just like, they won't even let him on the property. They won't even let him in the fucking landfill.
Damn.
They're like, it's ours. So it's like, you know that motherfucker's sneaking on at night just digging through trash. Be like, I'll just be like, I'd find a hard drive, crying. Go home, and it'd just be like kid porn. Be like, God, son of a bitch. And they're knocking the door. We got you.
Like, oh, ass in there.
Damn that Jared from Subway.
Put a sub up his ass or something.
What the fuck?
What are you talking about, man? Hey, it's a weird dude.
That was out of left field, though.
It's a weird dude.
That's not what he got.
I love how you think Jared was fucking with kids, and he was like, yo, eat this Italian meatball out my booty.
Eat this Italian meatball.
I got a tuna belt on my tank. Eat it up. How do you think I lost all this weight?
Oh, God.
I'll bleep this out, but do you think Jared...
No!
Oh, my God. We're leaving that in now.
Sadly, he was.
It might be funnier if you bleep the joke and just have our reaction.
Leave the BBC part.
Oh, my God. What did he say? What did he say?
Sadly, he was.
Oh, shit. What?
Ooh. So, I will. My wife watched it, and I saw bits and pieces of it. There is a new documentary about Jared from Subway.
Oh, what's up?
And he was part of a whole, like, it was a, like, he was part of a ring of, like, child pornography and all this shit. Mm-hmm. And they have, the way he got busted, it was like a sting. And they have all these phone conversations, and he was saying some of the... I'm talking, this was high-level, fucked-up crazy, crazy shit. It wasn't just when he got arrested. I was like, oh, he's a hard drive full of child porn. No, it was like he was running kids and like all that shit. Like it was a full on. It was a full on. It's gross. Yeah, the catching a monster. It's fucking gross.
He got caught because he was at a media event with this news reporter, this woman.
Mm-hmm.
And right before they went live, he just turned to her and he was like, don't you think these kids are so fucking hot? Like, said it to her. And then, like, she heard it. And then they went live and, like, she had to pretend like everything was cool.
And they got that footage?
No, but she spent a lot of time trying to catch him and get damning evidence against him.
Oh.
And
eventually, I think that's part of this documentary.
It got to the point where he was that's, like,
yeah,
do they have that footage whenever he,
I love how he
like
slipped.
Her reaction?
I don't know. Oh, okay. I didn't watch the doc. I just heard, but like he was going to Thailand to fuck kids.
Jesus Christ. He was doing a lot. She would have been, I would have said, like, if I'm Jared, I'm like, look at these kids. Aren't they fucking hot? She's like, what'd you say? I'd be like, look at these kids. They should be shot. I'd rather be a school shooter than that. I'd rather be busted. You know what I mean?
Without
a doubt. Like, honestly, for that, she'd only be like, that's fucked up. You'd be like, I know, yeah.
He used the term slamming.
Slamming?
He used the term slamming. He's like, I go to Thailand and I slam kids.
Slam?
Oh, no, man.
Oh, my God.
That's what he was saying.
I don't mean to laugh at that, but that's fucking hilarious.
That's
fucking,
he was an animal.
He's a Def Jam comic. No, this motherfucker's in jail forever.
No, I don't think it's forever.
I think he got 30 or 40 years.
That's not long enough.
What? It. It's long enough
there
for
forever.
Dude, do you nobody he is not in prison and people are like, Jared loved your commercials. Like, he's not a popular fucking guy.
You think he liked kids before he was?
Look up where he went to prison.
Without a doubt.
Look up where Jared from Subway is in prison and his sentence. Let's find out.
Limestone County Correction.
He was the one like, look at this motherfucker.
15 years.
Oh,
15
years. That's fucked up.
Where
he's
is he?
Fucking
let's see. Let me search out what prison is Jared
yeah,
at.
Yeah, where
with
is
the
he?
Whoop his ass.
It's probably in this article.
Dude, he got only five years more don't than my boy him. For a first offense. No, that all he did was sell drugs. And he got he only got 5 years
so
more
I
than he's fucking.
I bet
he
you that 15 years right there is if and again I'm just speculating. Probably be like he probably gave up some people and that's probably a plea and things because again it wasn't just him, it was a whole fucking to use the very popular right wing word, a cabal.
Yeah. Oh my god,
a cabal. I love how that word is back. All
it's
of
when
a sudden.
Subway started selling pizza.
Be like, what? Let's just call him a gang. Like, I don't want to. That's what I'm gonna say. The Huntsville Comedy
it was when
Cabal.
Subway started selling pizza, dude. Yeah. That's when it happened.
I think Jared's friends is listening to this because I can't move the screen.
Yeah, well, yeah, you better get off that.
Brandon, he's attacking you.
All right, well, this is the end of the episode. I do want to do one thing before we get off.
Did we accomplish anything?
Yeah. Yes, a lot.
It was great.
It was a lot.
It was a good time. Scott, will you just go ahead and rank all the comics real quick, and then we'll leave on that?
Oof. I don't think y'all want that.
I don't think.
I mean, obviously, number one is Dante. Shout out Dante. You know what? I wonder where he goes at night.
Me too, man. I saw him driving.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't
we
even
follow
notice
him.
Me.
That's
crazy. He can do that.
Yeah. You
know? That he can drive.
I'm safe.
Oh, dude, he drove me once.
Really?
Yeah, we went to, I forgot where we went. I think it was like somewhere to eat because it was me and somebody in the back seat.
Who was that?
I forgot it was somebody at A&M. I forgot who.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were all in the class together. So.
Yeah. I mean, I would just like to see him living his day to day.
Me too.
You know what I mean? His day to day. We've all seen him do some wild shit.
Yeah.
Shout out to Dante. But. Just like, just to be, I say this with love, just to be Dante for a day. Do you know what I mean?
To be him?
Yes.
But what if you saw a dog? You'd be terrified if you were
Dude,
Dante.
Dude, he's so funny.
Yeah,
so
no, I've heard that. And you know what? I guess that's just part of being Dante. You got to deal with that.
You start crying.
You got to deal with the dogs, dude. You got to deal with them pups.
Yeah.
You know, probably a small, you know what? This motherfucker's happy. You know what I mean? That's the thing that I envy. I guarantee he's just happy. And yeah, that's
One day we'll all be like downtown.
Yeah, man, you can't beat that with a stick, you know?
Yeah, just to be...
Don't know.
Be happy. Man, he is living carefree, fancy free out here.
One day we'll all be gay.
I mean,
Hold on, I
didn't say that.
Gay is happy, man.
Gay means happy. Gay is
so,
happy.
You know, I just listened
to 1954.
Thank you, man.
I just listened to the old episode. You said you're number one queer.
What?
You said you're top queer. I'm sorry. You did say you're top queer.
Because I didn't know what it fully meant. I don't know what it means.
No, we said it.
What did it mean again? What did you say it meant?
Weird or different?
Weird or different? See, so when you said weird or different,
queer means different.
Yeah.
Wait, what does it fully mean? Can you please tell me? Like,
If you Google it, I would probably say the Webster's definition is more than likely probably like strange, off kilter, weird. Mm-hmm. But the connotation is definitely sexuality. It is taken on that. So it's like in 2025. If you can't be out in public and see a weird dude, be like, look at that queer guy over there. Like, you know, I don't think you.
I take it back.
You already said you're top queer guy. You said we're all going to be gay.
It's lost that.
Happy.
Yeah. Just say happy.
Okay. My bad.
Just say happy.
All right. We'll be happy then.
Yeah.
We're going to be happy.
Yes, we are going to be happy one day.
And you're going to be happy with who?
My wife.
Yeah.
Okay.
In my life.
Okay.
Freestyle.
Hell yeah.
Gotta learn to
freestyle
be happy.
To close out.
Yeah, but I learned to be happy with myself. Yeah.
All right, think of a freestyle to close out. You got to.
Talking about a rap?
Yeah, well, you just think about it right now. You got anything to promote? You got anything coming up? This will be out on Monday.
This coming Monday?
Mm hmm.
Let's see here. February 13th and 14th, they'll be in Fort Walton Beach, Florida as part of the Stand Up Comedy Festival sponsored by the Laughing Skull. I will be in Cumming, Georgia with my band, the Beastie Goys, on February 15th, playing a show there. I cannot remember the name of the place, but you can visit BeastieGoys.com, and you can visit ScottEason.com for my other dates. I'm all over the place. I'll be in Austin, Texas, April 11th through the 13th. I will be in Oxford, Mississippi on February 7th. I'm all over the place. So check out ScottEason.com and BeastieGoys, GOYS.com for more information on the band.
Hell yeah. Brandon, take us out.
All right. Anybody know how to do a beat or do I need to
I got
beat?
You. Come on, JJ.
Come on.
We both going
to
do it.
Give me the pen, too. I'll start because boom. I used to be that guy.
Boom, boom.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So then boom. I was pissing.
Boom, boom.
While I'm over boom. Here dissing. Boom, boom. Cause I gotta go pee for another one. I gotta go pee.
Boom boom.
Yeah,
there it is.
Boom chicka boom boom.
Hey,
hey,
hey, hey, hey. Eating ass in the Ferris wheel. Because my name is motherfucking Till. This nigga tried to go and steal. He tried to go keep it real. Then he flicked him in the air with the drill.
Okay.
And I told him, hey. That's not cool, man. Nah. You need to stay in school because you come over here and you want to go drool. Hey, so I got my knife. I stabbed him in the butt. I told him, don't do that shit. That ain't even funny. Honey? Bunny? You fucking furry?
I thought we were going to go an episode without furries being brought up.
Hell yeah.
It's a way to close
thanks,
it out.
Brandon.
Did it up, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. I might get in trouble for saying this shit, but this is my point. I don't know what the fuck Diddy's being charged with, honestly. Because all they got to told me that this nigga got a bunch of freaky-ass video. He light dick, and he flying out women. I mean, that's a Cassie video. I ain't gonna lie. That's fucked up. But, you know, I know women who got their ass beat way more and worse. You got to bleep that part. I ain't gonna lie to you. Because that girl gonna kick my ass when she see this video. But, yeah, man, I just don't see it. Like, it's a Rico. I'm like, during a Rico... I be saying like 5, 10, 15 niggas. Diddy's the only nigga in the RICO charge? How much power did this nigga got? And goddamn, y'all bullshitting. Y'all think the LA Fives was about some shit. Hell, somebody was trying not to get told on. I'm telling you. But I think I do know one celebrity that was in that goddamn video. I'm not going to say the nigga name because I do like his movies. I don't want the nigga to get canceled just yet. All I know is, I'm going to give you one hint. radio. Anyway, radio, goddammit. But yeah, Diddy, I don't know, man. He may beat the charge, he may not beat the charge. I don't know. I feel like if he just throw some bread, they'll let him out. This is what it's all about. Money. It's all about money. Shit. I ain't saying free Diddy, but what that nigga do? What did he do?
I fucking hate Scrappy Doo.